Right now, it's time for something special and brand new. This is a new project that allows you, our listeners, to shape the stories you hear on air. Let's take a listen to the first story of Wisconsin.
Many of us were obsessed with certain PBS shows as kids. Zoom, 321 Contact, Reading Rainbow. I could keep going, but today, let's talk about one particular show, Story Lords. I did not grow up with Story Lords. I hadn't even heard of it until my in-law, Nick Drozdowicz, told me about rediscovering the show at a bar in Seattle.
And right as things were starting to clear out, for some reason, I just remembered this show I used to watch as a kid on Wisconsin Public Television, which happened to be Story Lords. And I thought, man, I wonder if that show is as weird as I remember it being.
Nick and the bartender pulled up the show on YouTube and watched all 12 episodes that night.
And it was like 115% as strange as I remember it being.
I mentioned this story to two coworkers. Tara Schillard and Lydia Roussos freaked out over the memory of Story Lords. But they calmed down once I interviewed them.
I wanted a glitter glove.
Yep. The glitter gloves were like a big deal. And I remember the bike trainer specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lydia, Tara, and Nick are like many Wisconsin students who grew up watching Story Lords in the 80s and 90s.
Thunder and lightning, trumpets and drums. Readers rejoice, the Story Lord comes.
The sci-fi adventure was created for students in second, third, and fourth grades to reinforce reading lessons.
When this ring glows, sit on yon bikatron and pedal as fast as you can.
Story Lords aired in classrooms and on PBS stations across the country. It's about siblings Norbert and Mandy. They have to save another planet by solving reading puzzles.
Dandelions!
If they don't, the evil Thorzul will turn everyone into stone.
What do you think, Milk Breath? Wouldn't he make a cute little stone doorstop?
Spoiler alert, Norbert and Mandy foil him every time.
When I was a kid, I found it to be kind of edgy. There was something that seemed like a little dark, like people watch SVU or like The X-Files now, and that, I guess, Story Lords was my version of that when I was like 8.
Nearly 25 years after watching the show, Nick, Tara, and Lydia all had lingering questions about Story Lords.
How did this show get made? Show me the sausage.
To get to the bottom of this, I hopped on my own magical exercise bike and transported to the mystical land of Menominee, Wisconsin. That's where Story Lords was made in the mid-1980s, and that's where I talked with Ed Jacober, the show's producer and director. He says a committee of researchers shaped the show's educational strategy. Ed filmed the show around town.
Thorzul's lair. Okay, let's go to the inside of Mabel Tainter.
All our extras we get from the theater department. The kids were just the kids.
Superfan Lydia had another question for the bad guy Thorzul. They wanted to know.
I just want to know how he got involved. Did he have, like, associations with UW Stout at the time?
The first time I heard of it, Dave Conyer called me and he said, Larry, have you still got your chin whiskers? And I said, well, yeah, why? He said, well, we're doing this reading program and there's a bad guy in it and we think he needs your chin whiskers. And I said, well, my chin whiskers, I come along with them. And so I came down and looked at the first script.
That's Larry Laird, a.k.a. Thorzul. Larry went to UW Stout, where he discovered his love of acting. He was involved in the community theater when Story Lords executive producer asked him to try out for the show.
Being dyslexic, I'm willing to do just about anything I can do to help kids read. I looked at that and I was just fell in love with it immediately.
Tanya Tiffany landed the role of the hero Mandy after taking drama classes in her hometown of Eau Claire.
I think I got the part because I was older than the age of the characters, so I could read and I could do all of the things, but I was also really tiny.
Tanya says she loved working on the show with Ed and Larry.
But yeah, no, I remember sort of long days, and like running to the shed and putting on the gloves and getting on the magic exercise bike, which takes you to the magic reading land.
Lydia had one more question for their favorite character. This is where I should probably mention that Lydia dressed as Thorzul for Halloween in high school.
Do people recognize him out and about? Are people like, oh my God, excuse me, sir, are you Thorzul?
Yes. Probably one of the quickest ways to elicit that response was if I laugh at something.
As for Tanya, she says no one recognized her for playing Mandy.
But once people realize that I'm the kid from Story Lords, they never have a hard time. No one ever says, oh gosh, you don't look like that at all anymore. It's always sort of, oh yeah, that's absolutely you, with hopefully slightly better clothes and a slightly less bad haircut.
While Tanya was not thrilled with Mandy's wardrobe, other costumes from Story Lords stick out. Here's superfan Tara asking about Thorzul's costume.
I would want to know how his costume came about. He had, like, this box-shaped gown, and he was on a motorcycle.
Yeah, it was like hip-hop Darth Vader.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I suspect it was Star Wars, right? I mean, the Darth Vader.
Yeah, I think so. There's a little bit of that. I know my wife did some of them. Yeah.
It's black material, and it's three layers of cardboard. I still have it. It's still wearable.
Superfan Nick had a question for the cast and crew.
What do you think those guys are doing, like, right now?
Here's director Ed Jacober.
Where am I now? Oh, I'm still working at Stout. Now I do instructional program here and administer the video streaming service here, too.
And Larry Laird?
I'm retired from whatever it is I've done. I've been probably self-employed most of my life. Lucky enough to do some traveling and get grandkids.
As for Tanya Tiffany.
So I teach art history at UW-Milwaukee, and my specialization is 17th century Spain.
And since all the superfans got to ask questions, I had one of my own. What is the legacy of Story Lords?
I think it's just unusual and surprising, and I'm very pleased it's still around and people are even aware of it. Mm-hmm. Lots of people love it. And I don't understand.
Yeah. And if I think about it too much, I'll choke up right here. Because you never know when you throw that pebble into the pond where the ripples are going to go. And that was one of them that I was intensely proud of being involved in this. Reading has always been a blessing to me and a place that I can go to. And so I want that for everybody.
I think a lot of the lasting legacy is due to nostalgia that we all have for our childhoods.
It draws back to the fun things that you remember from school.
This big TV would be wheeled in and plugged in. It must have been sort of an event in a way that I'm sure it's not anymore. Presumably there's so much programming now, right, that there won't be one show that all of the kids of a certain age end up watching.
This story was put together for a new project through Wisconsin Life. It's called Why Sconson? Just like Tara, Lydia, and Nick in this story, you ask the questions, we find the answers. Find more about this project and send us your questions at WPR.org/Wisconsin. That's WHY-Sconson. Get it? Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lola Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Maureen McCollum joins us in studio to tell us more about the project. Maureen is the host and producer of Wisconsin Life, which is creating the Wisconsin stories. Maureen, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Where did the concept for Wisconsin come from?
So I had heard about Wisconsin through another of other public radio stations. It started out as Curious City at WBEZ in Chicago. And essentially the concept is bringing the public into the stories we're creating more, right? So someone asks a question, and then the reporters or talk show producers go out and answer that question. So it's just a different way that we can engage with the audience that we have.
Now, you're looking for questions from listeners,
sure.
And I guess you already have some that you brought with you. You jotted them down. What kind of questions have we heard so far that might be in the hopper for future segments for Wisconsin Life or for us?
Yeah, sure. So I should say, first and foremost, like, you know, we hope and love that people are sending their questions in, but obviously we can't answer
them. Promises here.
No promises. But the ones we can answer will range from like completely strange and bizarre like Story Lords and even to things more serious like maybe climate change in Wisconsin. So some of those questions that we've already gotten so far, we've gotten a few food-related stories.
Yeah.
A couple people have asked us, what's the deal with Friday fish fry in Wisconsin? Mm-hmm. Other questions, a couple questions come in about why are cannibal sandwiches popular in Wisconsin, which is apparently a raw meat sandwich.
Right. Wow. Yeah.
I had not heard of them before.
Why, Lord, why, I think is the way one would express that.
Right.
But some people love them. No offense if you like them.
Yeah. And then, you know, we've heard, like, what's the deal with the Driftless region? Who writes those highway billboard signs that change with the holidays? So, I mean, really, the question could be about anything, and that's the beauty about this project.
Why did you start with Story Lords?
So I started with Story Lords because it seemed like a pretty easy way to start. I did not grow up with Story Lords. I'd never heard of it. And when I first did, you'll hear my in-law, Nick, you know, he was just talking about it. And so he was so excited and he was so engaged in the way he talked about this show. And I started bringing it up to different people I knew that were, you know, kind of like late 20s to early 40s, people who would have watched this in school. And their faces would just light up every time they talked about Story Lords. And like, oh my gosh, I can't remember that show. So as I did a bunch of research, I realized it was made in Wisconsin. And there was like no information out there on this show. So I figured this would be a good place to start, fill in the blanks.
Now, I'm excited about Wisconsin, and I'll tell you why. We try to borrow politely. I say rip off the Curious City idea from Chicago when we started Central Time.
Yeah.
And we wanted, but we didn't have that one landing site. So we're like, email us your question or call or whatever, social media us. So I'm hoping there's this one site, and I'm hoping this gives you ideas and us ideas. Talk again a little more about how people can get involved in this.
Yes. So you go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. That's WHYSconsin. And through that, you'll be able to just submit your question through the box. So the question will be, what do you wonder about Wisconsin, its people, and its culture that you'd like Wisconsin to look into? And it's really easy to use. You'll just enter your name. You'll enter your email so we can get back in touch with you if you do have a question. And then we're going to ask for your zip code. And the reason we're asking for the zip code is so we can see, like, oh, maybe there aren't any questions coming in from Ashland County. We'll reach out to folks in Ashland County and say, hey, what are some stories you have? Because we really want to diversify, like, geographically also where these stories are coming from.
Can you give some of our listeners, speaking of stories, some ideas of what they may submit, you know, stories about?
Yeah. So, you know, if you're someone who's really interested in, let's say, like, nature in Wisconsin, why is it that the road that I lived on is just filled with oak trees? You know, there's going to be a history there. Why is it that that city decided to plant a row of oak trees back in the 1900s? Maybe people want to know, like, what does the word Wisconsin come from? And so we can dig into the history of the word Wisconsin.
So this is just whatever people, like, you're driving around, walking around, whatever, whatever curious thing. And it might be something zany. And you're saying it might be something really serious.
Totally. Yeah. I think the one thing we're going to try to avoid are questions that sort of have a political bend to them. We've gotten a few submissions like that.
What's wrong with my political opponents? What's the deal with them?
Exactly. Yeah. And we're going to try to stay clear of that.
So no exposés?
What's that?
No exposés about
Yeah, right. Well, you never know. I mean, but at the same time, seeing how this project evolves, there could be some deep investigative stories that come out of questions that people ask.
Sure.
And the philosophy here is, and I love this, that to put it one way, our listeners get to shape what we do.
Yes.
And then on the other hand, we get to be lazy because the ideas are just coming into us and we don't have to think as much.
Well, I mean, it's impossible for one reporter or one producer to know everything that's going on in the state. So I think this makes it a really easy way for us to connect to the listeners and connect to people who have questions.
And do you have another installment coming out soon before we let you go?
Yes. Aha. So the next one will be coming up. I have to narrow it down to like three different stories. So I'm sorry, I don't have my official answer yet, but the next story will be rolling out mid-January.
How can they get in touch with you to submit ideas?
So if you go to WPR.org/Wisconsin, go there. All the information will be there. We also have created a Twitter account. It's Wisconsin, WHYSconsin. So you can follow all the stories that we'll be rolling out through the project that way.
Maureen, thanks so much for joining us in studio. That was Maureen McCollum, producer of Wisconsin Life. She joined us to talk about a new project called Wisconsin. You can visit WPR.org/Wisconsin to submit your question about our state and take a look at the story so far.